Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me. Amen. For this installment entitled, We Are One Body, Be Whole. Amen. This is the beginning of a new series. Amen. Our year theme is Take Another Look 2020. Amen. We've been talking about in our sub-series, No Other Gods, and this falls under No Other Gods. So we're having like a sub-series, Glory to God, amen, No Other Gods. And we know that that scripture, amen, that we began with was actually from the Ten Commandments, amen, that we have no other gods. But at this time in our history, at this time in our dispensation, the church of God, the people of God, the followers of Jesus Christ, those that name the name of Christ, we are in crisis. Amen. And it is time for us to turn away from all of our worldly works, all the things that we thought were right, all the things we thought were true that we were doing that had nothing to do with the word of God, and turn our faces back to the Lord. That's what No Other Gods has always been about from the inception of that series, is that we return to our first works, that we return to our first love, that we return to God, because we have to do this thing His way, not our way. We see so much evidence in the world right now of where the people of God have gone forth doing this thing in their own way. But the Lord is not accepting our way, because our way is full of our flesh, and our flesh is full of sin. So we must do our first works over. We must turn around, amen, and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He might heal us, deliver us, cleanse us, wash us, and that we set our faith, amen, to the gospel and put on the mind of Christ, that we do this His way and not our way, because our way will take us right to hell. I mean, there is a scripture in the word of God that lets us know there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The end of thereof is death. The end thereof is death. And that is the way that we have been going. So the Lord has allowed this pandemonium to take place in the earth to shake us and to wake us up, so that we see that He loves us so much that He does not want to see us destroyed. The word of God also lets us know that He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And we see we have come into that place in this time, in this dispensation, amen, that the body of Christ needs to about face and turn back to Christ Himself, and stop trying to build platforms that are not built on the power of God. We have platforms and no anointing. We have churches and God is not present. What is this? My God, it's time for us to turn around and seek the face of God like we have never sought Him before. Even seek Him more than you did when you first believed, so that He will endue us with the power that we need to make this about face, to turn around and to do this thing His way and not our way. Amen. Because this is the church of God. This is the church of Jesus Christ. It's not the church of whatever your name is. It's the church of Jesus Christ. And we are following Him. He's not following us. He's not setting things aside. He's not setting Himself aside, His great work aside, so that you can do your own thing. We have to do it the way He said to do it, or don't do it at all, because we will end up being destroyed with the children of disobedience if we don't do this God's way. We must be holy. We must be righteous. We must be true. Everything that Jesus is, every bit of an example that He was in the earth, that is what we are to be in the earth right now. It is His Spirit that is in us to lead us and to guide us and to show us, amen, His Spirit that works in us, and we should be walking by His Spirit and not our own flesh. Glory to God. Oh my God, we are one body, and the Lord wants us to be whole. Amen. That's why I'm on here tonight, because we are one body. But unfortunately, our body has been divisive. We are a body that is divided. And the word lets us know again that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. But we are talking about the body of Jesus Christ. So He ain't having it. hey, his body is going to stand. Amen. What will happen is there will be people that will drop off. But the Lord does not want you to drop off, because again, he is not willing that any should perish. He would rather correct you and have you come back correctly. Have you come back renewed? Have you come back empowered? Have you come back healed? He'd rather do that, amen, than throw you away or to throw you into the fire with the chaff. Amen. We read so often about the church in Laodicea, the one that was lukewarm in the presence of God. Well, that's where we are right now. The church of Jesus Christ is in a lukewarm condition because we have put aside the things of Christ and picked up the things of the world, thinking that those are the things that are going to attract people to Christ. But only Christ can attract Christ. So we can't do things against Christ in order to attract people to Christ. It doesn't work. What happens is we bring worldliness into the church, amen, and God cannot stand in the midst of unrighteousness. So you'll have a church that continues on in worldliness, and the Lord will be gone. He will have left the building, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing many that are, amen, calling themselves holy, having a form of godliness, but denying, amen, the power thereof. We even have religion, cessationism, that is exactly that, having a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They don't think miracles can take place anymore. They don't believe in angels, and they don't believe in speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. They don't believe in the works of the Holy Ghost. God is not present. He's not present. Glory to God, but the Lord wants us healed. Amen. This is not a doom and gloom message. This is a wake you up message. Glory to God, because he wants us healed. And he has made provision so that we can be healed. He has given us time so that we will turn around and come back and be healed. He's given us time to put ourselves on the altar. We are all on the altar. All of us are on the altar. All of us are on the altar in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. I wanted to talk to you about the body, because we are one body. And I have a lot of scripture, and I know I started out, amen, pretty strong, because I feel this. I feel this, glory to God. And I know that the Lord wants to heal us, because he's not willing that any should perish. His word says that over and over again. What he did from the very beginning to the end of the book is a love story to his people. He wants us saved. He wants us safe. He wants us healed. He wants us thriving. He wants us surviving. He wants us to have life and that more abundantly. Jesus said that's why he came. He also said he came to destroy the works of the devil, and that's what we're seeing right now. But the Lord is here, amen, to destroy the works of the devil. We just have to recognize that it is the devil. We have a common enemy, amen. Our enemy is the enemy of God, is our enemy, amen. And we have allowed to the holy things of God, and we must, amen, do an about face. It's time to turn around now, saints. It's time to turn around, people of God. It's time to recognize that the unholy things, the unclean things, the Lord is not accepting those things. Amen. And in many cases, he has left the building. We want the presence of God back in our worship. We want the presence of God back in our assemblies. We want the presence of God in us when we walk down the street. We want people to recognize the glory of God in our lives. When they see us, when they walk past us, they should be able to feel something different about that person that just walked past me. I felt something. Glory to God, the glory of God. The Lord wants us to be full of his glory, amen, full of miracles, signs, and wonders. He let the disciples know, the works that I do, ye shall do greater works shall you do. He was talking to us. He prayed that prayer, not only for them, but also for us. He prayed for them, amen, that the Father not take them out of the world, but bless them and keep them while they are in the world. And for those that with whom would come after them. He was speaking of all of us. He wants us whole, amen. But we need to recognize, amen, the devices of the enemy and what he's been doing. Amen. A little bit of leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. Just a little. It only takes a little leaven, a little sin to defile the entire assembly.
It just takes a little. If we look back in history, look at Achan. Achan had hidden, amen, the unclean thing in his tent. And and what happened is they end up losing a battle, the first battle they had ever lost, because sin was because sin was in the camp. They lost the battle because sin was in the camp. Amen. And they end up having to hunt down who was this, why, what. The Lord let Joshua know what had happened, and he ended up having to find out what happened and who was this, who brought sin into the camp, and it ended up being Achan. And him and his generations, his children, were destroyed because they brought sin into the holy camp of God. Amen. But we are now in a different dispensation. We are in the dispensation of grace. So the Lord does not want to destroy you. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you whole. He does not want to destroy us. He wants to heal us. He wants to make us whole. Amen. This is a lot of reading. Amen. But, and most of this at the top, of course, I'm in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm looking at verses 2 through 27. And the first part of it is talking about the gifts, and then it's going to talk about the body itself. And that's the part, amen, that I really, really want you to hear. And when I get to that part, I will emphasize it a little bit more. I'm also going to read some from Romans chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. So that'll just be five verses. But you know, my ministry is mostly that of teaching. So I do bring a lot of scriptures. And then write it down, go back, Spirit of God, begin to humble yourself under the presence of God and repent. We know that word because I've taught it several times. That word repent means to change your mind. It means to change your mind. When we are godly sorrowful, amen, and scripture lets us know godly sorrow brings repentance. When we are sorrowful for the things we have done, when we recognize our sin, amen, and we humble ourselves before God, amen, and we begin to change our, and in that moment we make the decision to change our behavior, we are changing our mind. It's time for us to repent, to humbly come into the presence of God and do a 180 change, amen, because we have to follow Christ. We are following Christ. We are not reinventing the wheel. Jesus already showed us how to do these things. He gave us the Holy Ghost and fire on the inside to lead us into all truth. All we have to do is rely on him. All the answers are in him for every question that we have. If we want to know a new, a creative, an innovative idea, a way, and then to attract more into the house of God, we don't need to reach out for worldly means. All we need to do is submit ourselves to the Spirit of God, and he will give us creative ideas and ways to do it that is holy, that is godly, that is truth, that is honoring the Spirit of God. And we won't dishonor him in that way. We must rely on him for all things. We don't need to reach out into the world for anything. We don't need to reach out to the devil, amen, to bring forth godliness. It won't bring forth godliness. The devil is not going to give us any truth. He is not going to give us any godliness. All he's going to do is taint our walk, which is actually sin. He's going to bring sin, and that is what we see. Amen. But we are asking the Lord to forgive us in this hour. Amen. There's a scripture, amen, that I'm sure many have read from 2 Chronicles, amen, and this is where we are right now. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Glory to God. He was speaking to his own people. He was not speaking to the heathen. Sinners are expected to sin. They are going to sin. That's what sinners do. But the Lord is speaking to his own people, to those that are following after his name, those that are calling upon him, those that are saying they are Christian, they are followers of Jesus Christ, those that are adamant that he is their Lord and Savior. He's talking to us, to you, my people, the word says. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Glory to God. Amen. We are one body. Be whole. Amen. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. That is the instruction. It is going to take repentance, amen, to heal our land. It's going to take repentance to get this plague out of our land. It is going to take repentance, glory to God, to tear down the principalities and the dominions and the rulers of darkness, amen, that we have given access. It is going to take repentance and the power of God to overturn the works of the enemy, amen, so that we live. Glory to God. Let's pray. Hallelujah. I just realized I didn't pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with humble hearts and minds, asking, Lord God, that you forgive us our sin, Lord God, and heal us, Lord God, of every, Lord God, every sin, every iniquity, every transgression, Lord God, that has come up before you. Lord, heal us of everything that stinks in your nostrils, Lord God. Renew us, revive us, restore us, remake us, regenerate us, make us whole and entire in your presence, Lord God, that we might bring forth your word, Lord God, with power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you be with each and every soul, Lord God, that is listening even right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's read. We have a lot of reading, and I actually only designated 30 minutes for this program, and I think I'm probably well into that. I'm about halfway in. So I'm going to try not to read too fast. I know I talk too fast at times, and I am working on that. When I remember that's what I'm doing, I actually do slow myself down, and you probably noticed that. But we're reading from 1 Corinthians 12, 2 through 27. Like I said, the first portion of it is about the gift of the Spirit. When we receive the Holy Ghost, amen, initially we speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. But when the Holy Ghost comes, he also brings with him all of his gifts. So all of the gifts of the Spirit are in us because the Holy Ghost is in us. But he only operates in certain ones in us, although he could at any time operate in any of them in us. And these are the gifts. Glory to God. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. For I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Like I said, I mean, the Spirit of the Lord gives gifts unto each of us however he wishes. Amen. He divides them however he wants. Amen. He prepares each one for the gifts that he is going to use them with. Amen. It is all Spirit. We do not make that decision in and of ourselves. It is done by the Spirit of God. For as the body is one, come on, we are one body. As the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Amen. We are one body. We have many members. There are thousands upon thousands of us, but we are one body. We are one body, though we have many members, and that one body is in Christ, who is our head. He is the head of this one body. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Now think about that for a minute. If your foot is cut off, wouldn't your body be impacted by not having that foot? And then we need to think, I think about that. Seriously think about that, because the body of Christ, amen, has been in a divisive state for a while now. Amen. And we have parts of the body that is suffering, parts of the body that feels cut off from the body because we have not been united as one. And because we've not been united in the Spirit of God, the enemy has access to the body. So we have to come together and recognize that all of us are members of the body. In particular, we are all of the same body. We are one body. We are one body, and each part of the body affects the other. So if one part of the body is suffering, the whole body suffers. When you stub your toe, amen, your entire body feels like it felt that toe being stubbed. When you break your arm, your whole body reacts to a broken arm. When you have a headache, your entire body is lethargic and reacts to that headache. We need to recognize that we are one body. When one suffers, we all suffer. Even if you think you're not feeling no pain, you are feeling the pain. You cannot move the way you want to move because there's a part of the body that is suffering. Glory to God. We need to see this tonight. We need to recognize we are one body, and the Lord wants us whole. Glory to God. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? We all can't be the same body part. We all will not function in the same way, but all of us together function cohesively as a unit of the body. We are one body. If the whole women, but now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased them, pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, that the members should have the same care one for another. We should have the same care one for another. We should have the same care one for another. There's another scripture that tells us that we should esteem one another higher than ourselves. And whether one member suffer, all the members, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. We are one body. We are one body, and our body is suffering right now. Amen. When our African-American brothers and sisters, and I am African-American, when the body of Christ that happens to be African-American is suffering, amen, the entire body is suffering. The entire body is suffering. When our Indian brothers and sisters are suffering, the entire body is suffering. When our Hispanic brothers and sisters are suffering, the entire body is suffering. When our Caucasian brothers and sisters are suffering, our entire body is suffering. When our Asian brothers and sisters are suffering, our entire body is suffering. When our Australian brothers and sisters are suffering, our entire body is suffering. We are one body, and the Lord wants us to be whole. He wants us to recognize we are one in him. We cannot allow the enemy access to the body. We have to guard our hearts. Glory to God. We must submit ourselves to the Lord. Scripture tells us that. Amen. We love the part where it says resist the devil and he will flee from you, but we forget the part that says submit yourself unto the Lord. Every part of the body must submit individual. Every individual member of the body of Christ must submit themselves. We must submit ourselves to the Lord. Amen. Submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. So as we bow humbly before the presence of God, repenting, amen, and turning away from our sins and turning away from what we think it ought to be, amen, and asking God what he says it is, because God knows what it is. We think we know what it should be, but he already knows what it is. He already has the answer. This thing is already done in eternity. We live in time trying to figure out something that God already knows. Turn back to him. Return to your first love. Let us return to him. Amen. Let us return and be restored. Let us return and be regenerated. Let us return and be revived. Let us return and learn to love. Let us return to this living hope that is here, waiting for us to turn. He's right there. As we turn around, there he is. Glory to God. Just waiting for us to turn around. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Romans real quick. Amen. And I want to break this down a little bit in points. Romans 12, 5 and 10, it says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's take that a little bit slower. So this is what we're going to do. Amen. As we humble ourselves before the Lord. Amen. And we repent. We change our mind about thinking we know the way that this ought to be done. When God is the way, he is the way. He is the way. Jesus is the way. He is the way. So why would we try to rely on our own intelligence when he is the way? He knows the way because he is the way. He knows the way because he is the way. He knows the way because he is the way. So we don't need to rely upon our own intelligence. Amen. Glory to God, because there is a way that seemeth right to a man. There's a way that seems right. It seems right. It looks like it looks right. It smells like it right. It's right. For all purposes intended, it seems like it would be right and it would work. But there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That is what scripture lets us know. Amen. So we cannot go in what we think is right. We have to go in what God says is right. What Jesus said is right is what we must do. And it's the only way to be righteous. It's the only way to be holy. It is the only way to be accepted, amen, by the one who created us. Glory to God. He knows the way because he is the way. Glory to God. Amen. So in Romans 12, 5 through 10, I made some points. Amen. We're going to hate evil. That means we're not going to tolerate wickedness. We are not going to tolerate Jezebel and all her manipulation and control and witchcraft. We are not going to allow it to be seen or known in our churches. We are going to denounce, amen, every look of that thing. Glory to God. Every work of unrighteousness, we are denouncing it in the name of Jesus. We will detest every ungodliness. We detest all ungodliness. We detest all ungodliness, holiness unto the Lord, without which no man will see God. We detest ungodliness. We will hold tightly to what is good, to what is true, and to what is right. We will be devoted to one another, preferring one another in honor. Glory to God. We will never lag behind in diligence. We will serve enthusiastically. We will constantly rejoice in hope. We will be steadfast and patient in prayer because the Lord hears us and he will answer. We will bless those who cause us hardship. We will bless those who curse us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice. We will weep with those who weep. We will live in harmony with one another. We will not be haughty. We will not be conceited. We will not be selfish or self-centered. Amen. We're turning back, returning to the Lord because we're one body and he wants us whole. Glory to God. And when we do all these things, he will heal us. He's healing us even as we're turning. Glory to God. We will never repay evil for evil. We will take thoughts of what is right, what is gracious, and what is honorable. We will live in peace with everyone. As much as it is in us, we will live in peace in the name of Jesus. We will leave vengeance to the Lord. I know there are times when you feel like you want to get somebody told or you want to get them back with feelings or they hurt your child or they hurt your husband or they hurt somebody who you love, but let's leave the vengeance to the Lord. He will repay. God's justice is always right. Ours is fleshly and it will lead us into sin. Let's leave the vengeance to the Lord. We will not be overtaken with evil. Instead, we will overtake evil with good. Amen. We will put on the weapons of our warfare and keep in mind that we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. The devil is definitely using flesh and blood, but it's not the flesh and blood that we're wrestling. Amen. When we turn to God, amen, and begin to use the armor and the tools and the keys of the kingdom that the Lord has given us, we will be victorious in every area because the Lord is with us. He is with us. Amen. But if we decide to walk out in sin and do the things of the world, then the Lord has left the building. But we are in a state right now where we are coming to the presence of God. Amen. We're humbling ourselves in under his mighty hand. We're bowing ourselves before him that he might cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And you know what the word says about that. He said that if we would confess our sins, amen, amen, that he would forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's do that in this hour. Amen. Let's walk upright before the Lord without doubting, amen, that he is here for us and he will do exactly what his word says that he will do. Every promise of the word of God is ours, but we have to stay in him. If we walk outside of him, we've given up on ourselves and our God, and we cannot save anybody else. We can't help anybody else if we leave the source of our salvation, if we leave the source of deliverance. He is the way. We are one body. Be whole, body of Christ. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare confusion into the camp of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Be whole, body of Christ. Be healed. And the Lord will bring forth a great awakening in the midst of us like the world has never seen. And sinners will come. Glory to God. And sinners will come. But first, glory to God, the awakening must be in the church. Wake up, all you sleepers. Wake up those that sleep. Wake up those that slumber. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Glory to God, because the thief is at hand, and he wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy your destiny. But Jesus, glory to God, he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. We are one body. Be healed, body of Christ. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As we humble ourselves and be healed, amen, by the presence, by the glory of God, amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise and we give him honor. He is the God of our deliverance. He is the God of our salvation. And he is the way. Glory to God. Amen.